From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Former President George W. Bush is offering his endorsement of presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. NPR's Arnie Seipel says Mr. Bush's first public announcement of support for Romney seemed to be spontaneous.
Mr. Bush had just wrapped up a speech on human rights in Washington on Tuesday morning and was getting on an elevator when a reporter from ABC News caught up to him. As the doors closed, the former president said, quote, "I'm for Mitt Romney." While it's the first time Mr. Bush has expressed public support for Romney, the former president's father, George H.W. Bush, his mother Barbara, as well as his brother Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida, all gave Romney formal endorsements. The elder Bushes invited Romney to their home in Houston, along with the national media, to show their support in March. It's unknown if George W. Bush will campaign with Romney. Polls within the last year show more Americans still blame Mr. Bush for the state of the economy than President Obama, but those numbers have tightened. Arnie Seipel, NPR News, Washington.
Mitt Romney has racked up another win after Tuesday's Republican primary in Nebraska. The state's 32 GOP delegates will be assigned at the party's national convention in mid-July. Nebraska voters also chose Republican legislator Deb Fischer and Democratic former Senator Bob Kerrey to face off in November for an open U.S. Senate seat. The winner will succeed Democrat Ben Nelson, who's decided not to seek a third term. Nelson was elected to the Senate in 1990 when Kerry left office. Defense attorneys in the John Edwards trial have not said whether the former senator or his ex-mistress will take the witness stand. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff DeBerry reports on Tuesday's testimony by a former Federal Election Commission chairman.
Scott Thomas worked as an FEC commissioner for 20 years. He testified that in his experience, he never considered a third-party payment to another third party to constitute a violation of campaign finance law. Lawyers for Edwards say that payments of about $1 million from two wealthy donors that ended up with a former campaign aide are in fact third-party payments. Edwards, a former two-time presidential candidate, is charged with six counts of campaign finance violations for using funds to hide his mistress for political gain. The defense says Edwards tried to hide the relationship to protect his family. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Greensboro, North Carolina.
A bill to reauthorize the 1994 Violence Against Women Act is facing a possible White House veto. White House officials oppose a provision to eliminate the confidentiality requirements for abused non-citizens. They say the measure does not provide Native American tribes the power to prosecute non-Indians for abuse committed in their territory. Administration officials also want language in the bill to ban discrimination against gays and lesbians in grant programs. The Violence Against Women Act has been reauthorized twice by wide bipartisan margins. Concern about Greece's fates in the Eurozone has sent Asian shares lower following losses on Wall Street. Hong Kong shares down 2.7%. This is NPR. Human Rights Watch says it has documented dozens of alleged incidents of sexual assault or harassment of female immigrant farm workers. Human Rights Watch is calling for laws to protect victims who may be reluctant to report abuse because of their immigration status. The state's Farm Bureau says there are already laws to address a problem that is universal and not just confined to the agriculture industry or the state of California. Two rebel leaders from the Democratic Republic of Congo are named in warrants issued by the International Criminal Court. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton says the men are accused of crimes against humanity and war crimes that include allegations of murder and rape.
Renegade Congolese General Bosco Ntaganda is already wanted by the ICC for recruiting children to fight. Now the court's prosecutor has added more charges to his warrant, including ethnic persecution. The International Criminal Court is hunting for another militia leader, Sylvestre Mudakumura. He's the field commander of the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, whose leaders are believed to have taken part in the 1994 Rwandan genocide before fleeing across the border into eastern Congo. Both men are accused of targeting civilians in the volatile east of the country. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Nairobi.
Former IMF chief Dominic Strauss-Kahn is countersuing the New York hotel maid, accusing him of sexual assault last year. Strauss-Kahn says the allegations cost him his job at the International Monetary Fund, plus any chance of becoming president of France. He's seeking $1 million plus punitive damages. One of his accuser's attorneys is dismissing the claim as a public relations stunt. This is NPR News.